and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them.
Amen.
They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A celebration within a celebration. And so today we are called to celebrate the feast of Mark. And we think about Mark, and one of the things that is very clear about Mark seems to show the humanity of Jesus. And so what Mark does, he highlights or identifies Jesus as man. And Jesus is man, and Jesus was also God. And so where you find other gospel highlights the divinity, Mark seems to, you know, write in a way that highlights and identifies that Jesus was truly human as well. And so that we can relate and we can identify with the humanity of Jesus. We see in the gospel today an end of Jesus walking with his disciples in human form. That comes to an end. But Jesus is present to his disciples in a new way. Sometimes in life, we have difficulties with saying goodbye. Sometimes we have difficulty with parting from, you know, old ways and enhancing or developing new ways. And sometimes the struggle is there for us to embrace this new journey. Because we always are unaware of what the new journey entails. We could be very afraid sometimes because we are familiar with what we have. We are unfamiliar as to what the future holds. But with no uncertainty, what Jesus does here is he makes a promise. He says to his disciples, "I have to ascend to my Father and your Father. I have to ascend to my God and your God. But when I ascend, I am going to do something. I am going to send you the Comforter. I am going to send you my Spirit. I am going to be with you in a different way, in a different form. I am never going to leave you. I am never going to forsake you." And we see that in the Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
That Jesus don't lie. If Jesus says that he is going to be there, he's going to be there. If Jesus says he's going to provide, he's going to provide. If Jesus says he's going to heal, he's going to heal. If Jesus said he's going to raise up, he's going to raise up.
Amen.
That's who he is.
Yes.
And so what you and I have to do, learn to do, is to trust Jesus.
Amen.
We have to learn, church, to trust Jesus.
Amen.
Put our hand in the hand of the Master and allow him to take us where only he can take us. No man can take us. No man has gone there before but Jesus. And so we have to trust him. And so in
This world in which we live in, this world has brought a lot of changes. Last night, my mother and I, we were virtually in Trinidad. We were listening to people praise prayer meeting last night, and they were able to see who were looking, and you know, and the world has changed. New church. But you see, what the devil comes with to destroy us, if we cooperate with God, if we trust God, God will always take it and turn it around and bring us closer to Him.
Amen.
And that's why He says, be sober, be vigilant. Your opponent, we have an opponent, and the opponent is the devil, and he's prowling around like a roaring lion. But let me tell you something about a roaring lion. A lion can't see too close. That's why he makes the roar. So when he roars, the poor little rabbit in the hole hears the roar and gets frightened and begins to run. When the rabbit begins to run, then the lion sees the rabbit. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And so the enemy is roaring with this coronavirus. He's roaring because he wants God's people to become afraid.
Yes.
He wants God's people to start to run as though they are a chicken. They are like a chicken without a head, to go into panic mode so he can pounce on us. Listen, church, don't be afraid.
Amen.
Of the devil.
Amen.
Because he is roaring, but he cannot harm us once we keep our hands in the hands of the Master.
Amen. Amen.
And so that is the trust that we have to have, that we have an opponent, but God has already given us the antidote for this opponent. The Bible says to resist the devil and he will take flight.
Yes.
We don't have to fight no devil. We cannot fight any devil, mind you. But Jesus has already fought and won. So the battle is not ours.
Yes.
The battle, the Bible tells us, is the Lord's.
Yes.
The victory is ours. Hello? The victory is ours. Rejoice in the Lord. This battle has already been won. We know how this story ended. Who sits on the throne? And that is Jesus.
Amen.
And so don't be afraid of what's happening in the world right now. It seems as though evil is thriving. It's not going to win. It's not going to win. Nope. It's not going to win. And so what you and I have to do, we have to humble ourselves. The first reading said, clothe yourself with humility. Bow before the Lord. Don't be proud in our arrogance, but humble ourselves before God. Lord, I am nothing without you. Lord, you are everything. I am the branches. You are the vine. And sometimes I think the way we live, we behave as though we are the vine and God is the branch. No, we are the branches. And that's why continuously, every day, every hour, every second, every moment, we have to stay connected. Lord, I have to be connected to you. There's a concern in America now about food. Food is depleting. What are we going to do? But trust Jesus. What are we going to do? But put our trust in Him that God is going to provide. But I think there's so many lessons that the Lord wants us to learn. And so let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Let us trust Him. Let our faith in Jesus develop. That Lord, in the midst of what the media is saying, in the midst of what is happening in the world, they don't have the final say, but you, oh God, you have the final say. And this Bible reminds us that God has always been with His people, that God has never forsaken His people, people hungry. God has always provided for his people, and God will continue to provide for us. All we have to do is to trust him. So Lord, today, Jesus, we trust you. We put our trust in you. Jesus, today we ask that you remove every degree of pride in our hearts, and that you will fill us with humility, because you promised to raise up the lowly and to bring down the proud. And so, Lord, like Mary, we want to be humble, Lord God, as we stand before you, recognizing that you are everything and we are nothing, and that we need you, O God. And so, Lord, today we are reminded of the price you paid for us, Lord, that we will never take you for granted. But Lord God, we will receive your love, and let your love heal all that is broken within us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.